Tom, we had actually Peter Ravden of Adjuvant Online fame at last year's think tank just to sort of stir things up, because this is a model which predicts benefits of adjuvant therapy. One of the interesting things about that model is it factors in death from other causes, and that based on age, as you go from 70 to 75 or 80, you really start to see a steep decrease in the actual benefits statistically of chemotherapy. What do you think about that kind of approach in lung cancer? Does that make sense, or is comorbidity such a dominant issue in lung cancer that it doesn't?
I think what drives my use in elderly patients is really their functional status. And while I agree with Mark's comments that age is independent, it's very rare. I have not treated anybody over 80 with adjuvant therapy, because I usually find a reason not to treat somebody over 80 with adjuvant therapy. Not because I don't believe in it, but because when I evaluate the patient, I find something that makes me concerned about doing it. So I do think that point about competing causes of mortality is valid, but I think it's reflected in someone's functional status. If you show me a 79-year-old who's got no coronary disease, no cerebral vascular disease, who's got a stage 2 lung cancer, I would certainly consider it. I just haven't found that patient yet.
Vince, 79-year-old who's a non-smoker in terms of her erlotinib, I can tell you that in breast cancer, that we had a 96-year-old woman presented at our Meet the Professor breast session. There you have the option of an aromatase inhibitor. So I think the issue of toxicity comes in. So what about erlotinib in this situation?
Well, and the flip side is that these people probably do have a more protracted natural history of their disease. So she probably has a better overall prognosis. I think it would be an individualized discussion. And depending on the risk of the tumor, a 3A, where I thought she might have a decent chance of it coming back in the next year or two, might be more inclined to offer it certainly than a 1B.
Again, first-line metastatic disease, any concerns about Bev and this patient in their 70s?
I think it's just harder to find these patients without contraindications as one gets older. Just like as you move through lines of therapy, it's harder for people to remain eligible for these drugs.
What is it that brings in contraindications when they get older? Performance status?
No, am I more likely to have had a recent CVA or an MI or be on anticoagulation for something for AFib?
Creatinine elevation. Hearing is the biggie.
I've also found that I've treated a 79-year-old for adjuvant, actually just extremely high risk based on the pathology features, and not without some reservations. What I found was that chemo can be a great equalizer in making a great performance status patient much closer to the typical 79-year-olds I see.